Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Congress has struck a $900 billion deal to provide economic aid. The package would direct $600 payments to struggling Americans and funds for small businesses, hospitals, schools, and vaccine distribution. The agreement, says The Times, was announced hours before the federal government was set to run out of funds. Really, I think by anyone's measure, Alan, this is a stopgap measure, right?
Well, it is. It's still a lot of money, David. It isn't what anybody on the Democratic side wanted. They wanted help for state and local government. They didn't get it. The Republicans kept asking for things that would be helpful to corporations and others, but in the end, they came to a deal. Part of the reason for that was that there is this Georgia thing going on right now, and Mitch McConnell desperately doesn't want to lose the Senate. And depending on what Americans think has happened here, the Republicans could be hurt. So McConnell went along with this deal, and his people went along with this deal. So what we have is a pretty expensive thing. Nothing like this has been done other than the first relief package that came, and more will have to be done, and I suspect that the Biden administration will do more when they get there. Of course, assuming that the Republicans win in Georgia, they will have to continue to negotiate with the Republicans in the Senate, who stick together, unlike some of the Democrats, who often, when having to be together, create a circular firing squad. So the news is relatively good. They finally got to some place they should have been months ago. They didn't do it because politicians think about themselves and their fortunes first, and what goes on doesn't always reflect on what is needed by the American people.
Do the American people understand what's going on in this theater?
David, I don't think that they do understand everything, but they do understand that it wasn't getting done. And for those people who really can't put food on the table for their kids and their families, and who face evictions and who are in desperate shape, those people needed the help. But they're not politicians. We now know that there is a mutant strain that is in England, and other countries are saying, no, the Brits can't come to our country. And David, the politicians sit up there and pompously negotiate with each other. And in the meantime, the folks who need it the most are left out literally in the cold. Of all the hypocrisy I've ever seen, the American people need this vaccine. And each of these politicians is getting up there and saying, okay, I'll take it in the arm and I'll show that I'm confident. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's really happening is they're getting it first. And that is not a satisfactory answer, including some of the people like Mike Pence and everybody else and the president, all of whom had issues fixing things after the terrible moments that the American people have gone through here. It's really a study in the usual hypocrisy.
And if I was reading the articles correctly, this variant is a result of how fast and far the virus has spread. The virus finds ways to get around. And had the U.S. acted more quickly, we might not have come to this point.
David, we know that this is a president who in the very beginning said that he was doubtful that the virus would even come to the United States. He didn't prepare us. He didn't work the way that he should have. He is a disgrace. And now, David, we are hearing of a meeting in the White House. And David, I think you'll back me up that I said this from the very beginning. When everything else failed for the president, coup has become something that he is considering. This is a man who does not want to go to jail. He does not want to be out of the presidency. He's been protected by that presidency in a disgraceful way, in which we say that a president is basically above the law, even though the Supreme Court says no one is above the law. He is. And if he's not out of there, he will never be prosecuted. And he does not want to be out of there. So now in the White House, we are seeing really crazy people talking about bringing the military in and taking over and a coup. And David, if you think that this guy has a bottom that will allow us not to face that kind of thing, you are wrong. Nobody would be right, because there's nothing that he won't stop at.
And you're referencing Michael Flynn, right, who was calling for martial law.
It wasn't only Flynn. That was the problem. At this meeting in the White House, there were heated words, and there were more than one person getting involved in it. But yes, Michael Flynn certainly did say it. And let me tell you, if the president was sitting there, it was up to the president to say, no, we don't do that thing in the United States. But that's not happening. And I don't believe Flynn would have been in the White House, and I don't believe those words would have been spoken had the president not had some responsibility for what's going on.
So now what happens?
David, if the president, thinking all else is lost, tries to get the military to back him and to create a military takeover of the United States, it will, of course, lead to a civil war. No question that most of us will not sit still for this. On the other hand, we really can't tell what will happen and whether the military will keep its word. The retired generals have all been saying the military would not side with Trump on this. Whether or not the fact that they're retired and he has other people there becomes very, very fraught with danger.
Speaking of fraught with danger, did you see this headline? Neo-Nazis burrow into ranks of German police departments. Death threats linked to police computers and the discovery of extremist chat groups have fed concerns about far-right infiltration. You yourself have had experience with neo-Nazis.
I have. When I was in Germany, the gangs were walking the streets then, and I came out of an opera, which I couldn't stand, the Magic Flute, and I was with a wonderful man. This was years and years ago, and this gang came across the street. One guy shoved me down. So this has been going on for a long time. Look, David, we know they're there. And we know that when the Germans were defeated, there were those who wanted to make it into an agricultural state and said, these people have caused so much trouble over the years that it will not stop. Now, we have Angela Merkel, we have good people over there who have tried to put a stop to this. Nevertheless, there is a huge underlayment of right-wing Nazism that continues in that country. And we have always said, this can't happen again. It can. And it needs to be monitored very, very closely.